Go Strategic is pleased to present the Worldview Series. This lesson is entitled, The Nature of Truth by Catherine Gallagher. In this session, we will be examining our final of the big three presuppositions questions. That is the nature of truth. What is truth? Our goal of today's lesson is for you to understand how what we believe about the nature of truth will affect every aspect of our lives, including how we view reality, our paradigms, our decision-making, our lifestyle, our actions. The nature of truth and what we believe about it is very important. And for many of us today, we see that played out all the time in our culture. Our culture is regularly arguing around what is truth. So this question is very, very relevant to us today, and I would argue has been relevant throughout history. What is truth? The nature of truth and how we view it is paramount to our culture and how we view it. So, of course, one of the big questions first we would ask around the nature of truth is, does truth exist? Is truth relevant or absolute? Can it really be known? When we ask the question about truth, is there such a thing as absolute truth? If we say no, there is no absolute truth, the problem is, that's an absolute. If we say there is no absolute truth, that's an absolute that says there is no truth. So we kind of already have that one answered, don't we? But when we look at truth then, we ask those questions. Is it relevant? Is it absolute? Is it objective? Is it something that is seen on a broader scale, or is truth subjective, something that we decide, that we perceive within ourselves? Is it conceptual? Truth is conceptual. It's these ideas and these things. Or is it relational? Can truth be between people? Can truth be a person? When we look in the Bible, we see the story of the two trees in the garden. And we recognize that there is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Often when we are dealing with issues around truth, it goes back to, is this coming from the knowledge of good and evil, or is this coming from the tree of life? Truth connects to those two different trees. And how does the nature of truth affect a culture? If you live in a culture that believes truth is relative, then of course, how do we define what is just? How do we define what is true? How do we define issues of he said, she said? What is truth if it's relevant? If we recognize that truth is absolute, then what does that mean? What then is the absolute truth? And how do we reconcile ourselves to it? For us as believers, we know and we recognize that truth is revealed in the scriptures, that it comes from God, and that it is actually embodied in Jesus Christ. In that sense, it's knowable. Truth is actually a person. Truth is in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus says in John and several other areas in the scripture, the New Testament, he told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So this is points to the fact that truth can actually be a person, and that truth is knowable through the person of Jesus Christ. Truth is also knowable through the scripture. We can know truth through the scripture. We can know truth through the person of Jesus Christ. As he also says in the scripture in John, Jesus says, everyone on the side of truth listens to me. So to reject Christ is to live a lie. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. So if we are not listening to the Lord, to Christ, we are actually in deception and we are living a lie because he is truth. That is what we see in the scripture. This is also what we see in life. Truth is consistent. It works. You don't have to say, I don't believe in gravity for gravity to still work. There are certain truths that are absolute. They work whether you believe them or not. And we see that played out often in issues in people's lifestyles and people's decisions and actions, truth will still always rise to the top. There's an African proverb that says, truth is like oil. You can keep putting water on top of it, but the oil will always rise to the top. Truth will always still come to the top because of its very nature. By its very nature, it will come out. It will rise to the top. So the reality is, truth is a reality, and it will come out one way or the other. Truth's validity is not contingent on whether or not we believe it. It is what it is. And of course, we see that in the scripture. We see that in the principles of life that God has given us. Truth is consistent, and it applies to all people, to all jurisdictions, to all areas of life. Again, whether you believe it or not. If it's true, it's true. It will come out. It is what it is. And there's, of course, I think some comfort in that, but there's also some reality in that that makes it difficult to navigate when you have so many people in our culture trying to escape truth and trying to hide the truth and trying to live differently. So practical questions about truth. Is truth fixed or can it change? One of the huge arguments, of course, we hear a lot in the church and certainly in progressive Christianity is, well, that's what the Bible meant at that time, but now it's the... So is truth culturally relevant or is truth truth? Is truth walkable? Is it possible to walk in truth? Can we attain it? Can we attain ultimate truth? Can we live truth? Is it possible to understand it? Can you force the truth on someone? The fact is, things are true whether or not people actually see them or understand them. But of course, as we talked about one of the earlier sessions, our mind literally does get wired in a particular way based on our belief systems. And as we also talked about in the earlier session, when Adam was sharing about our heart is also already postured in a particular position. So even if someone is receiving the truth, is being told the truth, they cannot necessarily fully comprehend or receive it without a work of the Holy Spirit. Because if they're in a certain place, they're already predisposed to shut it off and be like, nope, I don't believe that. I don't hear that. They will shut it off, right? But that is why, again, we talk about the importance of asking these key questions that will help people get down to the root of where they're really at. And they may then be able to recognize, wait a minute, I never thought of that, or I never asked myself that. And that is, of course, where the Holy Spirit has room to work to make shifts in people's hearts and to make shifts in our minds to see things a different way and to be able to actually receive the truth. That also goes back to, as Adam was talking one of the earlier sessions, why we so desperately need the Holy Spirit for discernment in conversations. He gave that example, of course, in the Proverbs that seem contradictory, right? Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him, but answer a fool unless he think he wise. And which one is it, Lord? Well, it may depend on the fool that you're dealing with and where they're at. And where's the Holy Spirit? This is why we need the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to help us know when to push, when to pull back, what question to ask, those kinds of things. Because people sometimes are really not in the position to receive truth. And certainly we know, let's be honest, we've all been there too. We were dealing with something, we were not in the place to hear it. Didn't mean that it wasn't true. It was true, but we were not in the place to hear it. So we need to be sensitive to that when we are interacting with people and also be aware of it for ourselves. If there's certain areas that we're regularly struggling with, we need to ask the question, why is this such a challenge for me? Because maybe there is something in us that is preventing us from seeing the truth, from seeing the objective reality. What is the difference between a fact and an opinion? That would also be a question relative to truth. How do we look at facts versus opinions? Of course, we see this played out all the time in the news. Very difficult now to perceive in the news, at least here in the United States. What are they actually talking about? Am I actually getting what happened, or am I getting their opinion about what happened? So that's another question that would connect to what is the truth? Another big one that we hear often is my truth, right? A personal experience becomes my truth. Now, what they went through, what I go through, is true for me in the sense that I experienced it, I was there, I perceived it. But it does not mean that it is ultimate truth. The conclusions that I have drawn do not necessarily mean that they are ultimate truth. Do you hear the difference? There's a difference there between, and in our culture, we put so much weight on my truth. I need to speak my truth and what I've been through. We see this played out a lot in critical theory. Those who are familiar with critical theory, a lot of what goes there is the person's subjective, this is what I experienced, truth is somehow more important and valuable than the objective truth of what actually happened. Now, that doesn't mean that that person didn't experience that pain. That doesn't mean that that person perceived it to be that way. That is truly what happened to them. But we have to learn to separate the truth of our experience from the ultimate truth of reality. So again, those are questions that we ask. What is truth? How do we define truth? What do you mean by truth when you say, this is what I went through and it's true because it happened to me? Well, it did happen to you, but is that truth? So we have to think about that because perception comes in a lot when we are looking at truth. I know an example of this, a friend shared with me, he was taking one of his daughter's friends home and had dropped her off and was watching to make sure that she was safe as she walked to the door because it was dusk or close to evening or something. So he is dropping this friend off, watching to make sure that she's safe. However, where he is parked and his sight line as he is looking at the young lady walking home, also just beyond it is a park. And there are two young guys in the park. From the perception of the two young guys in the park, this guy is looking at them and he's looking at them suspiciously. The reality is he was watching to make sure that the girl got home safely. But these young men felt, and it was accurate from their perspective, this guy is staring at us and has got an attitude towards us. So they yelled something rough at him. And he was like, you know, but from their perspective, their truth, and they easily could go home and tell all their friends, this happened to us. This guy was looking at us. He was this against us and that. That would be true for them from that experience. But the ultimate reality of what actually happened there was the guy just wanted to make sure that the young lady got home safe. So we can see how our experiences of our truth and our perception can actually twist what is ultimate truth. So we have to look at those things when we are evaluating what is truth. How do we place a value on what is actually happening, not just what on people feel when they're in an experience. Feelings are real, but they are not always ultimately relevant. Truth is what we need to go back to. So, some practical ideas again around how we perceive the nature of truth and how we live. We look at issues around freedom. Right? How do you define freedom? Is freedom ultimately just doing whatever you want? The truth is freedom is being free. How do we define freedom? Or is there a freedom that comes in living and walking what is actually true? Often we think freedom means do what you want and things will work out because you're doing what you would like, versus the idea that true freedom comes in living in reality, in living in health. So it's another way of looking at some of these issues around what is truth, why does it matter, who are we? My father says in one of his quotes, your perspective changes your capacity to comprehend truth. And that again connects to what we were sharing earlier, that so often how we are wired, what we perceive, we are looking to reinforce what we already believe. So whether, again, we consciously or unconsciously have decided certain things, that's what we're trying to work. That's what we're trying to prove. This goes again back to in our earlier session, talking about our underlying presuppositions affect how information is analyzed, what we choose to look at, what we choose to ignore, all those different things. So truth is no different. If we've already got a certain level of understanding, a presupposition, a choice that we've made, a belief that we have, then even if something else is actually ultimately true, we will reject it because it doesn't match what we've already decided. And again, that is why we need to be looking at what actually is truth. Is there truth that goes beyond what I understand or what I can perceive? Of course, I would present to you, and we would argue as Christians, yes, there is. And when we need to find truth, we look no further. We need look no further than to the scriptures. Truth also, again, as we mentioned before, can be revealed to us through people and through the Lord. God can speak to us his truth through people, through circumstances, through the scripture. And again, it's proven time and time again that it works. Truth works. So in conclusion, looking at the importance of what does truth mean, and are we trying to live according to our truth, or are we trying to live according to the truth? While our truth may seem relevant because it's very real to us, it's very real to others that are maybe walking through their life that are just trying to do the best they can, going with different principles that they've gleaned from here and there, but they're still not ultimately satisfied. They're still not ultimately settled because they haven't found the truth. They found truths, small things, small principles, ideas that work, right? We see this, you think all the time, you often think, how is that business doing so well? The person's not even a Christian. But then you look at the truths that they're applying, right? Truth works whether or not you're a Christian or not, right? There's biblical truths. There's ultimate truths that work whether or not you're submitted to Jesus. So we will see that when you still can see positive fruit from people applying truths to their life, to their business, to their relationships. All of those stolen truths, right, actually coming from the scripture, they work when they're applied, but they do not fully work in the grand plan, the grand scheme of things, right? There is not ultimate fulfillment if you do not have the whole truth in the person of Jesus Christ. That is where the ultimate clarity, fulfillment, peace, stability lies, is in the person of Jesus Christ and the truth that he embodies, both literally and in the scripture. So for those that are still struggling and going, well, I did this and that doesn't work, and or this does work, but that doesn't. Again, it's because so often people will piecemeal. We take the bits of truth that we like, that work for us, that will get us the different means to the end that we want. But then we kind of ignore some of the other truths because they don't work with the posture of our heart and maybe some other areas of our life that we just don't really want to give over to God. But our goal is to live in ultimate truth, in whole truth, which is ultimately whole health. We want to be as healthy and redeemed as possible. We want to be growing in our maturity, in our spiritual formation, in our awareness of God's truths, so that ultimately we can be salt and light. We want to be able to engage people in conversation in a genuine and meaningful way, so that they can come to truth. We want people to know the truth, and we want to know the truth. And I want to encourage us too, you know, I've been a Christian for a long time, but I am nowhere near where I need to be. I am on a journey of finding truth. And as much as the Lord has been faithful to change me and to help me transform in different areas, it's amazing. One area gets way better, and then all of a sudden I find, oh, wow, but look at this one over here. They just keep popping up because we're humans and we are fallen, and it's a journey. This is a transformation journey. It is not, oh, we got this. I understand this. I'm done. I'm good. It is a process. Sorry to tell you guys, it's not a quick process. This is a longer process, because if we are continuing to seek truth, we are continuing to seek transformation, we're continuing to seek God, it's a lifelong journey. It's an eternity journey. So we want to continue, though, to pursue these things, because especially those of us with a heart for evangelism, It is so important to understand people's underlying beliefs so that we can effectively engage in conversation. And that's why, again, we go back to these big three: the nature of God, the nature of truth, the nature of man. That all of those three, we can bring back all of these big, sometimes complicated ideas, debates, actually can be very simplified as you follow the string back to where it leads. And I find that very empowering and encouraging because I don't have to have a PhD in theology to be able to engage in some effective conversations with people. There are people who are a lot smarter than me that it's not about intelligence. It's about understanding the root. What is behind what's going on here? What's behind this debate? What's behind your anger? What's behind? And often, again, we can trace it back. And that's the power of God that he's given us for both making change in ourselves, to evaluate, to have others come alongside us to say, have you looked at this? Where's that going? And also for others, because it's a very effective way to engage the culture around us. It's also a wonderful way. One of my favorite quotes from St. Francis of Assisi: speak the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. We can live our lives in a way that point back to all of these principles without having to necessarily explicitly share the gospel. So our goal, again, in understanding these things is walking them out in our life, walking out where you can see the truths that I'm living, how I relate to others, how I relate to God in a way that's going to reflect back, that isn't just always trying to witness to people, but actually seeing it played out. The truth works. If I'm living the truth in my life, it works and people will see it and it will hopefully point them back to him. And that's our goal, right? Our goal is to point people to the Lord and to continue to grow ourselves. So remember this as you are reviewing and thinking about. We've talked about a lot in the series. There are so many important attributes, but to remember that ultimately our perspective does alter our ability to comprehend truth. So we want to be continuing to work on our perspective to be aligned with his, with ultimate truth, with objectivity, with the mind and truth of God, and with Christ, the person. I hope this has been encouraging for you. It encourages me to remember that we can actually find truth. We can actually ask the right questions. We have a choice of life and death, and we can give answers to a pleading world with truth that works, with questions that get to the heart, and with lives that will reflect him. Thank you.
This is a copyrighted program of Go Strategic, Santa Rosa, California. Unauthorized reproduction is prohibited. Go Strategic is an international nonprofit organization that educates and equips leaders and others for effective service and leadership using biblical principles. For more information, visit us online at www.gostrategic.org.